Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Good morning. It is Monday morning. As you know, every Monday, we invite Reverend Shona into the studio and we see where we can help. We ask you guys to write into us and tell us about the stories, tell us about the people, the organizations that need help. Because here at Hot 1027, we like to care and we like to help the community around us. Good morning, Reverend Shona. I see you brought some people in with you this morning.
Good morning, team. Today we have some really special people in studio with us from the Smile Foundation. I think many of us have heard of the Smile Foundation. But if you haven't, they partner with 17 academic hospitals across South Africa, and their mission is to ensure that every child in South Africa living with facial paralysis, cleft lip, cleft palate, craniofacial abnormalities, burn wounds, or ear, nose, and hand conditions receives the specialized care they need to live a healthier, happier life. So they are really special people.
They really are. And it's true what they say, that every day is a school day, because I didn't realize that they also deal with burns. When I think of the Smile Foundation, I think exclusively of cleft palate, but obviously there's a much broader scope of work that they cover. And they also do a very specialized scope of work with Smile Week. Now, when they do a Smile Week, it's a very kind of specialized, concentrated initiative where the charity works with partner hospitals, they work with surgeons, medical teams, and volunteers to provide life-changing reconstructive surgeries and support for these kids with these facial abnormalities and severe burn injuries. So I think one of the things that needs to be taken into consideration is the elements that make up Smile Week. So they do these life-changing surgeries, but it is also important that skills and training is transferred to families and the communities that these children live in, that the emotional and psychological support alongside the surgery is given, and that also is provided by the foundation, and general community awareness and support. You know, on the other side of these amazing surgeries, there's rehabilitation and there is the rest and recuperation that these children need, but also the community needs to be understanding and help them on that healing journey.
Absolutely. I think for me, perhaps one of the most important things is the emotional and psychological support. Mm. Because we all know how people who look different are treated differently.
Absolutely.
And so this is just to ensure that everyone is included and these young people can smile again, which we take for granted. And Bunny, we are very privileged to have Tsidi here, the COO of the Smile Foundation, joining us in studio this morning. So this work you do is absolutely amazing. We've seen some of the photographs of the work you do and just giving children a hope. I think we all know how children can bully other children. But for you too, there must be an emotional element to this. How do you deal with the emotions?
Sure. To be honest with you, you take it day by day, because every child is special in the case that they're not from the same background. We're dealing with the entire South Africa. You get children that are from Gauteng, from like a suburban place, and they have both parents, they have a good family support, they are able to get to the hospital once they've linked with you. And then you get a child in the Eastern Cape who is very far from even a public clinic. The clinic is like 2 hours away, and their family structure is not as you would think what we would call normal. Mm. And you get a child that is abandoned, that has a cleft palate or a cleft lip. So it's a day-by-day case whereby you would see a child who is from that background, and your day would just, you know, you'd just be pumped up and say, this is why I came to work.
Tsidi, Shona spoke a little earlier about how children can treat each other differently and children can be bullied when they look different. Share with us, if you can, your experience of how these surgeries can change a child's life.
You know, this child is being bullied. They can't go to school. They either can't speak or can't eat properly. Sure. Because they have a palate or they look different from other kids. But we link them and support them to get the surgery. Then their whole life changes. You know, their whole entire life. Like, then the trajectory is different. Imagine a child with a cleft palate that is unable to speak, but they're fine. Their brain is fine. They could go to mainstream schooling. But because they are unable to speak because of the palate on or the cleft palate, then they have nasal speech. So they basically speak through the nose. And then obviously at the mainstream schooling, they're going to struggle because now all the other kids are different from them. And then that teacher takes them out of school and say, mommy, your child has to go to a disabled school. So that their trajectory is basically on the fact that they have a cleft palate, and then it changes. But once we as Smile Foundation step in, we change all of that. We are actually now this year focusing on finding the success stories that we did over 20 years ago to say, where are they? Where are these kids? What has happened to their lives? So for me, it's more of a long-term support that I look at. Emotionally, you know, you get affected as you go to the hospitals, as you meet the different parents, the children from different backgrounds. But when you think of it long-term, you're like, this child now has a chance in life.
I see here with the current Smile Week that there's a need for food processors in one of the hospitals. I think we can all understand the difficulty a newborn might have with a cleft palate latching on and getting the right amount of nutrition. But I imagine even as the baby grows, there's challenges that they face there too.
As they grow, they're supposed to be eating solids. They can't swallow properly, or if they have a palate, you know, nutrition just becomes a problem. Even when we see them during Smile Weeks, they're either underweight and they are admitted 7 days before so that they are fed and so that they can pick up the weight. So with this food processor that you've just mentioned, it was a request from the PE Provincial Hospital where we are doing our Smile Weeks, and we have a slate every Thursday at PE because we have a backlog. So PE Provincial Hospital and Freya Hospital in the Eastern Cape are the only two hospitals that are serving the entire province.
Wow.
For plastic surgery. So they travel all the way, 500 kilometers to PE to get the help. So their food processor has now broken down. So we'd like to help them with that because then it adds into what we are doing.
And so, Sidi, as you've spoken about the need for food processor in the Eastern Cape, we at Hot Cares and Hot 1027 would like to take care of the cost of two industrial food processors up to the value of 50,000 Rand to ensure that those children get the nutrition that they need.
Oh, wow, you guys, you're going to make me cry. Thank you so much. This goes a long way, guys. I can tell you. This goes a very, very, very long way. It's not just Smile. It's for the children of Eastern Cape. You guys are changing lives of kids you're never, ever going to meet. You know, and I think the hospital is going to be very excited to hear these news. Just thank you so much. We appreciate it.
From all of us here at Hot 1027 and Hot Cares, we just say thank you for the work you do.
Oh, absolutely. So much love. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.